Spiritually deaf, dumb, and blind. Why is everybody making progress, yet we seem to be lagging so far behind? Why are we mistreated? Why are we in this condition, stripped of our names, our language, our culture, our country, our God, and our religion? All of our religious training has been gotten through the preacher, and he has told us of a heaven way up in the sky that we can't enjoy now, but rather after we die. But all of the years that we're living, for us there's nothing but hell, pain, torture, and misgiving. Yet the Bible speaks of a heaven filled with material luxury, which the white man and the preacher has right here, so we see. So my friend, take it for what it's worth. Heaven and hell are just two conditions of life, and they're both right here on this earth. Back into history, which rewards our research and tells us plainly that before the white man gained entry to the East, he was living in the caves of Europe on the level of the beast, eating the bark of trees and eating flesh raw, till God sent Moses to civilize him and teach him the law. Then following many of his explorers, he gained entry into Asia and Africa. From China, he took silk and gunpowder. From India, he took jute, manganese, and rubber. He raped Africa of her diamonds and her gold. And from the Mideast, he took barrels of oil untold. Deceiving, raping, robbing, and murdering everything in his path, the whole black world has tasted of the white man's wrath. So my friend, it's not hard to tell, a white man's heaven is a black man's hell.
Before we came to America, we were living in the East by the Nile River, living in luxury, enjoying freedom, justice, and equality. We wore silken robes and slippers of gold. We were the wealthiest and the wisest people, I'm told. now we are the poorest of the poor. Nobody wants us at their door. So my friend, it's easy to tell, white man heaven is a black man hell. Man came to America, he told the Indian, I am your white brother. He said, red man, I'll treat you the best. Yet and still he pushed the Indian further west with his white woman and fire water. Tricks and lies he stole America. The original owner of this nation is cooped up on a reservation. Oh, my friend, it's easy to tell,
easy
that
to
a
tell.
White man heaven is a black man hell. Work the land, his back was too weak. He needed you, black man, so he commissioned Sir John Hawkins to commit the world's most grievous sin, to take a man who's born and bring him down to slavery, to sell a man as merchandise. On his body put a price. So my friend, it's easy to tell that a white man heaven is a black man hell.
He can call you, it's easy to tell. White man heaven is a black man hell.
John Hawkins showed up in our country, telling us of a land filled with luxury. He said, black man, follow me to America. There you find more gold for your labor. Our forbearance were tricked onto his boat. Since that time we've been wrestling with the gold. We landed here in Jamestown, Virginia, 400 years. So my friend, it's easy to tell, white man heaven is a black man hell. Thank you. master wanted to have some sport. He would heap on our parents cruelties of the worst sort. Burn them at stake, hang them on trees. His ears were deaf to our parents' pleas. Though you a pregnant black woman, you pull the plow. Like a horse, like a mule, the sweat from your brow. He filled your womb with wicked seed. His half-white children you were made to breed. Ah, my friend, it's easy to tell. White man heaven is a black man hell. Your eyes, black man everywhere is on the rise. He has kicked the white man out of Asia, and he's going fast out of Africa. With every ounce of strength and breath, his cry is give us liberty or give us death. The whole black world has their eyes on you to see what the so-called Negro is going to do. So my friend, it's easy to tell, our unity will give the white man.
You gotta heed the call, y'all. It's easy to tell. White man heaven is a black man hell.
In the 15th chapter of Genesis, it reads, and God said to Abram, know of a surety that thy seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. But after that time I will come, and I will judge that nation which they shall serve.
White man's day is done. He has given us a divine messenger, one prophesied to come. His name is Elijah. We now can stand up. The whole wide world to tell, our God has come to give us heaven and take the day.